What's up, everybody? This is Brian here to tell you about our podcast, Bingetown TV. Our hosts include seven best friends with a love for all things television. We cover a range of genres with a focus on fantasy and sci-fi, but also dip our feet into drama, horror, comedy, and pretty much anything we think is good television. We use the traditional deep dive formula for new live shows releasing week to week, but our calling card is our Rooks and Vets and Pitchtown TV series. Rooks and Vets pairs two of our hosts who have seen a show with two who have not seen a show. Pitchtown TV is when we have a special guest pitch us a show by having us watch the pilot episode and try to convince us to watch the rest. If you're craving more content on some of your favorite TV shows, then you should listen to Bingetown TV. Find us on our website at bingetowntv.com, the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or wherever else you may find your podcast.
It's the Trivia Podcast, where I ask you questions about stuff you might not even know, but you just might if you watch TV shows and movies.
Hello and welcome to the TV and Movie Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Sheehan, and in this episode, I'll be asking questions from Tarzan. Our guest today is Adam from the YouTube channel Go Figure. Adam, thanks for coming back.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate being here, and I'm just excited to talk about my favorite Disney movie of all time.
I was excited to grab you again because it's been a while. I had you for the, office trivia, feels like a long time ago now.
Yeah, right when we first started kind of hanging out in our online group there, we did the office trivia, and the only questions I really got wrong were the ones about beavers and being Canadian. I should be very ashamed about that.
Man, it has been a while. I can't even recall that.
It was when they were looking for the leads in the dump.
Oh.
And they said, only man could do this. And then Dwight said, well, maybe beavers.
Oh, man. When you said it, it brought it back. That's amazing. But again, I was really glad I could grab you for this. This was, when I decided to do Disney trivia, the first movie I started out with to write trivia for. And I got to say, it's even better than I remember. I really liked this movie.
No, so this Disney movies have always been, the formula is they're going to make an animated movie for children that parents can tolerate and enjoy as well. But I feel like this movie in particular, I would have no shame just watching by myself with no kids here. It is fantastic. Tarzan is, the mythos of Tarzan. Edgar Rice Burroughs is maybe one of the best fantasy writers of all time. And so Disney did his work justice here. And it's just a good movie. It's not a good animated movie. It's not a good kids movie. It's just a good movie.
Agreed. And speaking of Tarzan and I guess all this Disney stuff, do you have a favorite animated Disney moment?
So I think my favorite animated Disney moment is, and it doesn't help that, or it doesn't hurt that Phil Collins is doing the soundtrack. But when the song is going, A Man in Time You'll Be, and boy Tarzan gets thrown into the air and morphs into adult Tarzan and he lands. I think that as far as animation goes, cannot be beat for a moment in a Disney movie.
I was, again, just struck at how moved I was during a lot of this movie, during a lot of the music. It's not a musical movie like so many Disney movies are, but still one of my favorite things to listen to as far as Disney goes.
Now, have you heard the band Peyton Parrish do a cover of You'll Be in My Heart?
I don't think I've ever heard of that band before.
Okay, so they are, bear with me here, they're a Viking metal band.
Tight.
But they do covers of Disney songs. And so they do a cover of I'll Make a Man Out of You by Mulan, which is maybe the greatest cover of all time. But they also do You'll Be in My Heart. And he's got this Viking, it's incredible. You just got to go, it's Peyton's Parish, and check out either of those two songs and you will not be disappointed.
I cannot wait to listen back to this and look that up because that sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's incredible.
All right. Well, before we hop into trivia, to my current listeners out there, thank you so much for listening. Make sure you rate and subscribe and get some friends to do the same. You can send in your own trivia, email the show, and sign up for my Patreon to get 4 sweet bonus episodes a month. But more on that after some trivia. Adam, are you ready to go?
Let's do this.
All right, starting with round one, the easy round. Question number one. In the jungle, Tarzan's parents lived in a what? Question number two. Who is a baby Tarzan rescued by in the beginning after his parents die? Question number three. Kerchak says Kala can keep Tarzan, but that doesn't make him what? Question number four. After the cheetah fight, the gorillas move out after hearing what indicator of humans in the distance? Question number five. Why are Jane and her dad in Africa? Question number six. Jane asks a little monkey to stand still so she can do what? And part two of that, Jane makes the monkey that stole her papers look the other way when she says, "Oh, look, what?" Question number seven. What does Tarzan inspect on Jane that makes him feel more connected to her? And question number eight. What do the gorillas and Tantor do with the stuff at the human camp? Going back to question number one. In the jungle, Tarzan's parents lived in a what?
They lived in a makeshift treehouse.
A giant treehouse is correct, which they made out of their boat, right?
Yeah, it was a boat treehouse.
Wait a second. Didn't their boat sink?
Well, but pieces of it, like their rescue boat, right?
Okay. All right, I'll take that. And have you ever heard the fan theory? Something about Tarzan's parents?
I have heard this, that they're like they were on the way to the Anna and Elsa's wedding or something.
Either that or that was Anna and Elsa's parents as well, and that's why they never came back type thing?
Right, that's what it was. They were going to Tangled's wedding. So it was Anna and Elsa's parents going to Tangled's wedding.
Wait. Anna and Elsa's parents going to Tangled's wedding.
Or Rapunzel's wedding.
Yeah. I'm picking it up. Now, there is a scene in Frozen where the Tangled guys are there.
Right. Yeah. So there, it could be. But yeah, I don't know if Hans Christian Andersen and Edgar Rice Burroughs ever got together and said that was a thing. So I think Disney's taking liberties if that's true.
Sure. Question number two, who is a baby Tarzan rescued by in the beginning after his parents die?
He's rescued by Kala.
Kala, the mama gorilla, is correct. And I have to say, the whole time during that scene, I could only think about how huge Tarzan's baby arms were.
Yeah, no, he definitely had Popeye forearms.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
That guy was made for climbing trees.
Well, I think that his parents had spinach on the boat, and that was the only thing that they were able to feed him as a child. So he got those Popeye forearms.
This is all making sense. Okay. Yeah.
It's airtight.
Question number three. Kerchak says Kala can keep Tarzan, but that doesn't make him what?
Does not make him my son.
His son is correct. That was always a tough relationship to watch.
Yeah, that it tugs at you every step of the way, whereas it was done much better, but it was kind of like when you watch Batman v Superman, and you're like, can you guys just chat for 30 seconds without yelling and everything will be okay?
Sure. Question number four. After the cheetah fight, the gorillas move out after hearing what indicator of humans in the distance?
A gunshot.
A gunshot is correct. And speaking of those humans, question number five, why are Jane and her dad in Africa?
They're there to research gorillas and to see if his theories are correct.
To study gorillas is correct. And he had one theory in particular they got excited about. What was that about? Family grouping?
Yeah, family grouping. Because of all the nests.
I'd be curious to hear what other theories he had about gorillas.
Well, his whole thing was that they were social creatures, right? He's like, my theory suggests they're social creatures and not wild beasts.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Question number six. Jane asks a little monkey to stand still so she can do what?
So she can draw it.
Draw it is correct. And I believe that same monkey takes her papers, which she makes look the other way when she says, oh, look, what?
It's a banana.
In a perfect English accent.
Yeah, I do my best impression as Minnie Driver.
But a banana is correct. Oh, man. Question number seven. What does Tarzan inspect on Jane that makes him feel more connected to her?
Her hands.
her hands are correct, does that palm to palm thing. Is that to a Phil Collins song as well?
Yeah, that's a to a Phil Collins thing. And it's actually, so he does the hand to hand thing, and then he like does the heartbeat listening thing.
Yes.
But I think it was the hand thing he saw. That was the initial reaction of like, oh, you are just like me. Do you also have a heartbeat?
I have both things written down here. And for some reason, it's just that hand-to-hand thing that just sticks out so much more in my mind.
Right. That's another great animation moment when he goes from like what I call the monkey knuckles to the human hand.
Sure.
When he puts his next to hers and he goes monkey to human. I love that.
Mm-hmm. And question number 8, to end the easy round, what do the gorillas and Tantor do with the stuff at the human camp?
They tear it up and smash the place apart.
They do. In the process, though, what are they doing?
Well, they're doing like a musical stomp number.
I think that's what I was looking for, a musical stomp number.
Right.
For some reason, I don't know if we had the soundtrack or what, but I remember listening to this song specifically a lot.
Yeah, have you seen the, I think it's NSYNC do it live?
No, I didn't know NSYNC performed this song.
Yeah, so this song was like arranged, I believe it was arranged by them, but they do it like vocally, they just do it live. It's fantastic.
When you say arranged by them, I assumed it was just another Phil Collins song.
Yeah, no, but they were definitely involved, and so they for years they did it as part of their live show. I've never been to an NSYNC live show, but I have watched a lot of Tarzan music videos online, and then you can look it up. It's great. They do it. It's fantastic.
There are so many things I'm already looking forward to looking up once I go back to edit this episode. But to end round one, you are 9-8 right now.
9-8. I like those odds.
Well, I have 7 medium questions next for you here with some hard ones mixed in.
Okay.
Starting with question number 9. The movie begins with Tarzan's family escaping what? Question number 10. Tarzan lost his parents and Kerchak and Kala lost their baby to what? Question number 11. Kala and baby Tarzan escape the treehouse using what? Question number 12, Jane knocks all the baboons off of the tree they're sliding on using what? Question number 13, how do Turk and Tantor distract Kerchak and get him to leave the other gorillas? Question number 14, when Jane reaches out her hand to say goodbye to Tarzan, what does he do? And question number 15, what happens to Tarzan, Jane, and the professor once they get on the boat? And part 2 of that, how much does Clayton say he can get for each gorilla? Going back to question 9, the movie begins with Tarzan's family escaping what?
I believe the answer you're looking for is a storm.
A storm, but then what really makes them have to like abandon, escape for their lives?
Was it like the ship is sinking, like a sinking ship?
The sinking, burning ship is what I was looking for, yeah.
The fire, right.
The fire, which I guess the storm caused.
Right.
but again, I feel like, I don't know where they got, well, I guess they are in the jungle. They do have all that wood, but.
Yeah, so there's got to be some that have washed up on shore. That's just okay. A trope, right?
Okay, that's got to be it. For 2 possible points, question number 10, Tarzan lost his parents and Kerchak and Kala lost their baby to what?
The cheetah, and I believe its name is Safur.
I'll take it. The cheetah named, I had Sabor.
Sabor? Okay.
Yes, but I'll take that for 2 points. Tell you what, a tough way to start this movie.
Yeah, no. In the opening, musical number, there's so many deaths.
So much loss right at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
Yikes. I forgot that Kala and Kerchak lost their baby as well.
So... it reminds me, we were at a like a country fair with our kids when Frozen first came out. And so, you know how they have like, oh, these superheroes and princesses are going to be here.
Sure.
So they had some girls dressed up as Anna and Elsa, and they were singing songs for the kids to like a little boombox. It was pretty janky at best. And I think it was their first day because they were like, let's sing Do You Want to Build a Snowman? So they're like singing Do You Want to Build a Snowman? And then in the middle, there's like a musical number where the parents die and the girls like forgot about it. And so then all these kids are there and they're like, this is the sad part where the parents die. I guess we'll just wait for it to be done. And then they kept singing, and it was like, it was painfully awkward. But yes, this movie opens with a heart-jerking musical number as well.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I was very happy I saw that, though, that I got to experience.
Oh man, I would have gone home after that, been so happy. Can you imagine?
It's like, I think I got fired today. Like, I don't know. I'm
Ooh, question number 11. Kala and baby Tarzan escape from the cheetah in the treehouse using what?
So this one's got me stumped. What they used. She threw Tarzan onto that net, which he was rolling down.
The net, they're still in the treehouse, though. To finally get out of the treehouse and escape the cheetah, they hop into something else.
Is it like the rowboat? Is there like a spare boat there that they hopped in and falls down?
The lifeboat is what I was looking for.
Right.
Yep, absolutely correct. Question number 12. Jane knocks all the baboons off of the tree they're sliding on using what?
Her umbrella.
Her umbrella is correct. I think I had a guest on that said that tree sliding stuff was some of their favorite parts of Disney animated movies.
Yeah, so do you know where that came from, though?
No, I can only tell you that it always reminds me of Spider-Man for some reason.
So it actually, they got the idea from the animator's son who was skateboarding, and then they studied and brought in Tony Hawk to do skateboarding tricks. So all the foot movements are skateboarding tricks that Tony Hawk would do.
No way.
Yeah.
That is so cool. You know a lot of trivia about this movie.
I love this movie.
It shows. And anytime you want to interrupt to add more trivia, please do. That's like, again, a part of the reason this podcast is here.
Ah, awesome. I love it.
Question number 13. How do Turk and Tantor distract Kerchak and get him to leave the other gorillas?
So Turk dresses up like Jane, and Tantor's trunk makes an amazing Jane's dad puppet.
Absolutely correct. They dress up as Jane and the professor.
I think his first name was Archimedes, right?
Archimedes is correct. Yep, I think that might have been a question in the bonus episode.
Okay, I will just keep my mouth shut then.
No, you're good, you're good. But I have to say, in all these movies, I have noticed themes occasionally, like certain times where people call an animal a different name. A lot of dressing up to distract, especially we see this in Mulan and The Lion King as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
But hey, if it works.
Oh, no. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah. Question number 14. When Jane reaches out her hand to say goodbye to Tarzan, what does he do?
He asks her to stay.
He does ask her to stay. Do you remember what motion he does instead of like a handshake?
I don't know what he does. I'm trying to put my mind to that.
We did mention it in the previous episode. I'm sorry, in the previous round.
Oh, we did. He puts his hand up and does the monkey knuckles.
He does the palm to palm thing again.
Right.
Which is what you meant.
Yeah, the monkey knuckles, where he goes from monkey knuckles to human knuckles.
Monkey knuckles is what you call it. Yeah, I have written down palm to palm, but I guess monkey knuckles works too.
Yeah, that's what I call it in my day-to-day.
As people reference Tarzan in their day-to-day.
Exactly.
And 15 for 2 points here. Part one, what happens to Tarzan, Jane, and the professor once they get to the boat?
They're betrayed by Clayton, and they are captured.
Betrayed and captured is correct. So that, part two here, Clayton can sell the gorillas for how much each?
300 pounds sterling a head.
Ooh, absolutely correct. At the end of the medium round, you are 18 for 15 right now.
All right. This is it.
I have to say, a lot of those medium round questions were hard ones as well. I had a tough time coming up with trivia that I thought was easy medium level for this movie.
All right.
So you're looking good. I have 5 hard questions left, starting with question number 16. A young Tantor is nervous about going in the water and asks if it's what? And part two of that, when a young Tantor sees Tarzan in the water, he thinks Tarzan's a what? Question number 17. At the camp, the camera briefly focuses on what things from what other Disney movie? Question number 18. Turk says Tarzan dropped them like a newborn what? Question number 19. What floats away from Jane on their rowboat that makes her look back at Tarzan? And question number 20 for 3 points. When Jane says people will want to meet Tarzan, what three does the professor list? Going back to question number 16, a young Tantor is nervous about going in the water and asks if it's what?
Is it sanitary?
Sanitary is correct. And that's the voice of Newman from Seinfeld, right?
I don't think that is, because that's young Tantor, but he does old Tantor.
Old Tantor. Old Tantor. The old guy is what I'm thinking of. Yes. Yeah. And that just made me think about it, too. I knew I heard his voice in another one of these Disney movies, and he has a very brief role in Hercules.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, yeah. He plays a shopkeeper when Hercules is young, but...
That makes sense.
I do enjoy that guy's voice.
Yeah. Hercules is a very underrated Disney movie.
I thought it was excellent.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And part two of that, when a young Tantor sees Tarzan in the water, Tantor thinks he's a what?
He's a piranha.
A piranha, which they don't even have in Africa.
They don't even have in Africa.
Question number 17. Easter eggs I always enjoy seeing. At the camp, the camera briefly focuses on what things from what other Disney movie?
Mrs. Pot and Chip from Beauty and the Beast.
Absolutely correct. I do always love seeing these Easter eggs pop up.
I think that was one of the first like Disney Easter eggs that I like remember at first time viewing, being like, hey, that's from another thing that I know.
Since this was the first Disney movie I rewatched for trivia, you know, it made me look out for these in other ones as well.
Yep.
And I wondered, you know, eventually I like looked up, are there references in these other movies that I just missed? I guess they're just not in every single one, but I know we saw it in Hercules.
Yeah, with Scar.
Yeah, when he wears the Scar pelt.
Yep.
And there's some in Aladdin as well that the genie turns into, kind of.
Yep.
And I can't think of any others off the top of my head, but I do enjoy seeing them a lot.
Yeah, no, there was a cool little moment there.
Mm-hmm. Question number 18. Turk says Tarzan dropped them like a newborn what?
Like a newborn giraffe to plop.
Giraffe is correct. An analogy I wasn't expecting, but works perfectly.
No, I use that in my day-to-day. Anytime anybody drops me for a new girl, I'm like, just like a newborn giraffe.
Question number 19. What floats away from Jane on their rowboat that makes her look back at Tarzan?
Isn't it the picture that he drew or she drew of him?
It's not a picture. It is something else that I guess she wears during a lot of the movie.
It's her glove.
Her glove is correct.
Yeah.
Yep. As I was rearranging these questions here, I was thinking, what must that glove be made of? Because if I dropped any of my gloves here for winter, they would have sunk right into the water.
Yeah, no, that glove is made of waterproof silk, I think. I don't know.
And question number 20 for 3 points. When Jane says people will want to meet Tarzan in the homeland, what three does the professor list?
I think he says kings, queens, and scientists.
Okay, he does mention specific people.
Oh.
Two scientists and one queen in particular.
He says Darwin.
Darwin.
He says Queen Elizabeth.
Not Elizabeth.
No, and because then Jane's like, oh, I don't care for her much, or I know her a little bit.
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know how to give a hint for the queen.
Yeah, no, I think it's got to be Victoria then, right? It's Queen Victoria?
Queen Victoria is correct.
Right, so Darwin, Queen Victoria, and...
The other one starts with a K.
Is it King George?
No, this is not royalty.
Oh, this is the other scientist.
I believe it's a scientist. I think it's a physicist. You know what? That can't be right. I'm thinking of Interstellar and the person that Christopher Nolan talked to in order to get his black hole scenery to be scientifically accurate on screen.
Okay. I don't know who the third one would be.
He says Kipling.
Oh, Kipling. I would never have guessed that.
Do you know who that is?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, you got the other two for 25 out of 20. Congratulations, Adam.
So I thought, I was listening when I rewatched this, and I thought that would be a perfect Easter egg to say Burroughs. they're like, you're going to meet, you know, Darwin and Queen Victoria and Burroughs. If they would have referenced the author of the book, that would have been a perfect moment.
That would have been really cool. Man. But hey, we still have 10 bonus questions to get through. But first, would you like to plug your stuff?
Yeah, if you want to check out what I'm doing over on YouTube or on Instagram, just go look up Go Figure. What we do, or what I do, is I take old and incomplete toys from the 80s and I restore them and do some custom work and just try to rescue figures from the bin and put them back on the shelf. And so we have a lot of fun doing it. We have guests on sometimes. We do some fun stuff. But yeah, we all just, it's just a good place to hang out.
Every time I see one of your posts, it just makes me nostalgic for that stuff. I don't think I had a lot of action figures growing up, but I definitely was into like the cartoons and stuff. So whenever you do like stuff with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Batman and his villains, I'm seeing a lot of He-Man stuff right now, you know, like it's so much fun to look at and you make them look brand new.
Well, it's the thing. I appreciate that. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, if you can't have fun with what you're doing, then why bother doing it, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Again, links to all of Adam's stuff are in the show notes, so be sure to check him out there. We are about to record a bonus episode, so if you'd like to check that out, you can listen to all the bonus episodes on Patreon for just $2 a month. Head on over to iTunes to drop a rating and tell someone you know about the show. It would really mean a lot. Lastly, if you have questions of your own or answers to any of mine, feel free to email me at tvtriviapod@gmail.com or reach out on any of the socials at tvtriviapod. Adam, thank you again so much for being here. I'm excited to do this bonus episode with you.
It's been a pleasure, and I cannot wait for more Tarzan.
I cannot wait for more trivia that you have.
I've got a doozy. If you want to hear the best piece of Tarzan trivia about this movie, go listen to the bonus episode.
I can't wait. Oh, but listeners, thank you, and stay tuned for more trivia.